Yeah, we're just trying to stress that the things that we're working on in the practices, they need to be taking out here. Mainly the plate. I was pretty pleased defensively, and Chris went out there and had a heck of a game on the mound. Gutsy performance by him, as always. But at the plate, there were some opportunities that were missed that I feel like we could have definitely taken this one away.
What did the guys say to you about the fastball from Levi Ebersole? It looked like it had some late life to it.
Yeah, and the kids were, talking about that it was being called a little low, but that's an adjustment, and that's what we talk about in practice. We see one guy, two guys, three guys go up there in the first inning, and we're not making adjustments. We're letting him go all the way through the order, and we're all going up there blind rather than, seeing what the first guy, second, third guy does, and making an adjustment for the second inning. If he's calling that low one, we got to start swinging at it.
Gotcha. And you know what? When I played little league ball, I liked the low ball.
Yeah.
I liked swinging at those low fastballs. We were talking to Christian Moulton, the assistant coach for Jefferson. He talked about noticing some guys swinging at higher fastballs up out of the zone. Did you take that same notice?
Yeah, and that's one of the things our other coach, Coach Pruno, has been stressing to, belt or lower, belt or lower, and they seem to be chasing those fastballs. I thought.
Y'all were able to, put a little pressure on the Jefferson defense in that third inning. It jumped out to a 2-0 lead. There was a fielding error by the first baseman on a low throw. Then you had the pop-up between the shortstop and the third baseman where they just miscommunicated and let it drop. And then you had the throwing error by the pitcher, Ebersole. So you guys got out to a 2-0 lead in the third inning. At that point, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I was pleased that we went out there and we took advantage of the errors, and that's what you need to do when you play a good team like R7. When they're going to make errors, you need to take advantage of it, and I felt like our guys did that. There was just some other parts, some other spots in the game where my 3-4 hitter come up, and I felt like he didn't take advantage, or we didn't get the big hit we needed here or there, and it just one or two hits when we need them with two outs, and we can get something going.
I have it down as an infield RBI single for Colin Wilkerson. Is that how you guys scored it back in the third?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to double check. I figured that would probably be the case even for Jeff Whitener here as well. I guess I don't know who the official scorekeeper is. But anyway, besides that, as you mentioned, a gutsy performance from Chris Eisenbeiss. If you look at the numbers, six hits, a lot of them just on the ground, finding spots past the defense. Three runs, only one earned. Walked two and struck out six. So really a very good performance from him. That curveball, I liked it.
Yeah, and there's some times where he didn't get the call, but like I said, he doesn't let anything, get him down. And if we make errors behind him, he's positive. He stays out there. There was, when I went out and spoke with him, he said he felt fine. He just couldn't locate, but he came back, got that guy out. Then he rested when we hit and came back out. I think for the top of the seventh it was, and he did a fine job, and that's when he really started feeling good, he said. So as the game goes on, he seems to get stronger.
I think the record is not indicative of how good this team is because, you started off with some tough, wide margin losses early on in the year, but lately you've been playing it pretty close to the vest, and this game was another game such as that. What's your confidence in this team moving forward? Would you like to see them, obviously you'd like to see them win, but do you want to see them win closer games, or do you want to get them out into those 5-6 run victories?
Well, in a game like this, you definitely don't want to lose a close game like that. And basically, it's just making those adjustments at the plate. If we can make those adjustments at the plate, we won't need to worry about those close games. We have Grandview coming up Thursday, I think would be a good matchup for us, and then Kingston on Friday, also another team that's in our district. So, those are two games that we really won. Then we have Herky come Monday, and that's a game where we lost by just two or three runs. We played a good
Right.
game against them. And Herky played a good game against R7, so that should be a good one. So,
All right, Coach. I know in a loss sometimes you don't want to talk, but I appreciate you coming over and chatting with us.
not a problem.